If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. And a happy, happy Monday to everybody out there. We are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQM, and free on the Audacy app. You spell that A-U-D-A-C-Y in your app store. Leroy's still getting gathered. Too many fireworks over the weekend. How are you, Frog Boy?
Alive! Look, I got all my fingers, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, that's always scary.
Yeah.
That's always scary. The only thing that I messed with was some really big sparklers. I got the extra large sparklers over at Publix, and we watched fireworks from the backyard. It was a delightful 4th of July. No hustle and bustle, just a relaxation.
That's good. That's fun. Backyard. Did you do a barbecue as well?
Yeah, barbecued a little bit of some burgers and dogs for the family. No big ordeal. Pretty relaxing. And then, that was pretty much it. There wasn't a whole heap of we went to the zoo on 4th of July.
I did see that.
That was a delight, and I was excited because they got some real koalas now, because the Palm Beach Zoo for the longest time they had koalas, but they were some real bum ass koalas, always sleeping. Now I don't know if it was the time I was there or not, but these are showman koalas. They were up, they were about, they were eating eucalyptus leaves, and I was like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. Get here, and I get to see the koalas in action.
I'm not necessarily a guy that goes to the zoo for koalas, but I do hate a sleeping ass animal. Like, what are we doing?
Me too.
What are we doing here?
The animals, well, I think the thing is that maybe it's the key, but like, you get to that zoo in the morning before it gets too hot and they just eaten, they're active. Those animals were active.
Solid.
People get there around nap time.
Yeah. So I was excited. I was like, oh, look at this koala. He's wide awake. He's doing things. And then we fed some lorikeets in the bird cage, which was fun. Man, very aggressive animal. JFig would not be happy if she walked into that bird cage. She'd be looking around, scoping it out, thinking about her next victim.
How, so you fed birds, big birds or little birds?
Yeah, they were like somewhere between a parakeet and a parrot, you know, like a cruiserweight bird. Not full blown, but not tiny.
So it was heavyweight ostrich?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's like super heavyweight. It's like a dinosaur, an ostrich. I don't even consider it a bird. It's too big, too scary. Pretty wild. But how was your 4th of July? Did your fireworks display go off as planned?
Yep. Got a piece of wood, put it out on the thing. Fonz talked me into getting bottle rockets. And just as I predicted, somebody tried to shoot one from their hand.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you did call that one. You did.
So wait, like, first of all, stupid can't be creative. So the bottle rocket was lit. Holding on. Everybody's saying, you got to hold it lightly. Let it go off.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden you hear, shh. He's still holding it. Let it go. Let it go. So, yeah.
All
right. I saw videos this week. People shooting Roman candles at each other. They had on some guys that had on mascot uniforms shooting, thinking that's protection. And someone shot one right in the mouth. Like, yeah, man. Why we can't just enjoy the fireworks?
I don't know, man.
Not enough. It's never enough.
I don't know. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia choose from over 500 new models of Kias in inventory that they've sported Sorento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Marlins, they dropped 2 out of 3 to the Brew Crew. They lose yesterday 3-1. I was boots on the ground for that one with the family.
Fun.
For Jim Leland Day. It was fun. It was fun, especially for two things. One, my kids got to learn about the great Jim Leland, who gave a great speech, by the way. Still with it. Jim Leland is still with it. He's got himself, you know, and he was giving a lot of love to the Marlins. And he's like, yeah, I hope you guys support this team. He's playing some of the best baseball. And I was like, yeah, Jim Leland. And he had a whole crew there. He had Luis Castillo, and he had El Pupo, Antonio Alfonseca, and his 6 finger on each hand. He was there, and Alex Arias was there. So you had some heroes there along the way for Jim Leland making the Marlins Hall of Fame. And then my friend Christian Yelich was playing left field, and we were sitting right above the left field bleachers. So I was like, he never plays the outfield. And I'm like, of course, of all days, today is the day where Yelich decides, let me get some left field in today. And well, now he has 2 Tobins on his list because my son is furious because he never threw him a baseball.
Wow.
Never threw him a baseball.
You think he turned around and recognized it? Like, that kid looks familiar.
You know, hard to say, Marcos. Because I don't know how good his eyesight is. I imagine good as a baseball player. I do feel like there are some moments where he was like, I was looking up there, goes, something about those. But this did not stop the fact that he had, you know, one thing that I love about my kids is they got my back. And
they got,
you know,
your petty back.
They got my petty back. And, you know, I'm explaining the story to them. And my daughter decides, because, you know, she's like, baseball, not sure if I'm digging it. So she decided, you know what I'm going to do?
Heckle.
I'm going to spend, well, not even heckle. She does. She heckles like a Gen Zer. And that is, she's going to cyberbully him.
Whoa.
Which is, she's going to cyberbully Christian Yelich. And so the entire game, while Christian Yelich is just sitting there minding his own business, anytime that he did something, she's just like, I'm going to make that a meme. And so okay. She's got Christian Yelich out here, and she's putting that on the game.
Okay.
She's got him standing, she goes, standing like a baddie.
Okay.
Jeez.
He's getting it from all levels now.
He's getting it from all levels.
That's great.
All levels. Christian Yelich. And then, of course, this was a classic, very mature from my 13-year-old. Just him pooping.
Oh, that's good. That's always funny. That's always funny.
That's why it's funny. Just he's squatting. I'm going to put a poop emoji right there under
it. Yeah, solid.
She goes,
okay.
There's Christian Yelich scratching his butt with a thought bubble that says, man, it's itchy. A
little peach emoji there, too.
Yep, little peach emoji, just so you know he's scratching his butt. Solid. And then Christian Yelich, of course, as a frog.
Oh, man. That was not bad. I like that one.
This is how she spent the game.
Solid.
She basically had to find entertainment on her own because she came to the conclusion baseball wasn't going to do it for her.
She's like, come on, do something embarrassing. Like the entire time on Yelich, just heckling him from the.
Nah, if she wanted embarrassing, she got to come out to spring ball. Somebody might step on their glove.
Yeah, maybe. He actually had a really great play in left field. He had a couple of huge plays for the now he did do it with nothing but ground balls, which was the entire point of my argument the first time that this happened. He beat out an infield hit, which led to a 2-run homer for somebody else. But that was it, completely my point the entire time. And the other thing was that was annoying is I met a lot of great people at the game, a lot of listeners at the game. It was a fun time. There was one guy a couple of rows in front of me, and he goes, "Hey, Yelich, Gotta love heckling in baseball.
You really got a hold of that one. Another strong ground ball.
And I'm thinking to myself this entire time.
I wanted to say that.
No. Well, I was thinking it. But I was thinking to myself, man, if Yelich did hit me, does he think I'm yelling that at him?
Oh.
Does he think that's me? Because this guy was just going in on his ground balls the entire time.
Hey, Yelich. Another real screaming ground ball, the short.
Just going in on him the entire game. I'm just like, shut up. He probably thinks it's me.
By the way, my name is Tobin.
No, that's not me. Then I would have to chime in and be like,
no. That wasn't me this time, Yelich. Although.
Hey, you did throw in it this time.
Well, yeah, I can't ignore what was, what my past transgressions are. Got a Jim Leland bobblehead. My son, see, he thinks it looks like Stan Lee.
It does with glasses. But it can't look like Stan Lee. Stan Lee's no longer with us.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm happy that Jim Leland got that moment. And he even said, this is one of the greatest honors I've ever had. I was like, oh, good for you, Jim Leland. Happy for you.
Is he inducted into the Pittsburgh Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I don't know if the Pirates do a Hall of Fame.
Right.
One would think that he should be.
Yeah, because that was in Pittsburgh's heyday. Like, not, the 70s, 80s, but I'm talking about when he was there. It was almost like a resurgence.
Yeah, he was inducted to the Pirates Hall of Fame last year.
Okay. There you go. Because I know he won a championship here. But it's kind of like me. I bet you he's associated with the Pirates a little bit more.
Jordo says, if you wanted a ball, you should have taken a crow sign. It's your fault. Here's the thing. We talked about this going in, Jordo. I didn't think that he was going to play the outfield. He's basically their designated hitter. I thought for sure he wasn't going to play, especially day game after night game. So the fact that he was in left field was a bit of a surprise to me. I didn't think that he was going to be in the field. It just ended up.
A lot of times they do that because you played there.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't feel like Yelich got like a rousing ovation or anything like that.
Because it's a while ago now.
It is a while ago.
Yeah.
It is a while ago. And then my son's like, my son goes, I was trying to explain to him. He goes, so he played for the Marlins? I'm like, yeah, he played for the Marlins. I told him the whole crow story and whatnot. And I was like, and then they traded him away. He goes, who we get for him? I'm like, I don't want to talk about that.
First question out of his mouth. Yeah, Even the kids know.
Yeah, who did they get for him? Pfft, a whole lot of nothing, dude.
Hey, so you should have said a Krispy Kreme, and it wasn't even fresh.
Didn't get anything for him. Shout out to Kyle Stowers, though. Kyle Stowers was named to the All-Star game, so he is the Marlins representative. He has had a great season so far and has shown out, so good by him. That was the fish. And then in the Gold Cup yesterday, Mexico defeated USA 2-1. 2-1 filthy.
Yeah, sucks. 2-1 filthy. But good game, so... I mean,
did you watch it?
I watched the beginning because we scored in the first 4 minutes. So I was like, we got this. And then I kind of looked back and I think it was like the 70th. They scored the second goal. And I was like, all right, well, there's that.
Yeesh.
Yeah. But I think we have a guy in this Diego Luna. I don't know about soccer, but this guy's all the rage, apparently.
All right. I don't know. I see people on social media seem very soccer mad at this, especially at Team USA. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I feel like I've been hearing the same arguments about the U.S. men's national team for 20 years.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So sorry.
Well, it happens a lot in basketball, too, that sometimes the European players or players from other countries have a head start. Because there are no requirements when they can go turn pro. And for, here in a lot of sports, there's stipulations where you can't just, go to, say, a club team when you're 15. like a lot of these soccer players do, and baseball players in other countries. They start playing professionally when they're 15 or 16. They join a club. So maybe as far as development, those guys are a little bit ahead of the U.S. who doesn't do it that way.
RVA Richie says, I was so angry. I kicked my couch.
I'm sorry. I understand.
I apologize.
This Luna guy, everyone likes him not only because he's cool. I mean, obviously he scored 3 goals in the Gold Cup, but he has like tattoos and blonde hair. Like, I can get behind this guy.
He's got a look.
Yeah, he's got a look. Not like this messy picking on MLS teams. Grow up, dude. This Diego guy is pretty good. Maybe the new GOAT.
So, Marco.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Shams bomb. Is it a bomb, though?
Are you going to pick up DeMar DeRozan from the airport?
Okay. It's not DeMar DeRozan, actually.
That's good. It's pizza in the cafeteria.
Huh.
Hey, could you imagine if major breaking news came across the thing and the news guy goes, huh.
Spit it out. Shams Charania.
Yes.
The Clippers, Jazz, and Heat have agreed to a trade that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to Los Angeles, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a Clippers 2027 second round pick to the Jazz.
Wow.
So the Heat out of Norman Powell. That's some scoring punch.
Right. No more slow-mo.
I like slow-mo, though. He had his,
I like slow-mo.
Well, Norman. I like slow-mo, too. Norman. Kevin Love.
Oh.
Expiring contract.
I looked at Norman Powell because I just remember him from, like, Raptors days. But 21
points? No, he had a really good season last year.
41% from three? I like, damn.
No, he had a really good season last year.
That's impressive. Okay. I mean.
They did something.
All right. You know?
They did something. Riley's awake. Riley's awake. Riley's awake.
You better be careful. You could hit the snooze.
No, what do you mean, dude?
And K-Love was still on the Heat. Be careful.
Wow.
Be careful.
What?
When people say stuff like that without knowing what the man been through.
Oh, who, Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he went through a lot last year.
Be careful. I'm just saying, a lot of people don't realize, you know.
He's not going to stay on the Jazz. No, that dude's going to get he's
bought out.
He's so a Laker. Like,
yeah, 100%.
He's been working out with LeBron James. He's so a Laker. He'll be a Laker in 48 hours.
So true. So true.
Wow. All right. We'll get more into this. The Miami Heat have traded for Norman Powell in a 3-team deal. We'll get more into it here in just a bit. Heat started off Summer League this weekend. You know, I was watching all of it pathetically.
Dude, I don't know what's worse.
I'm so pathetic.
Let's throw this out. Marcos, you be the judge.
Yeah.
What's worse? Getting a text from one of your friends talking about Summer League basketball? Or getting a text from a friend, fat shaming a man.
Hey, you guys had a hell of a weekend. I read that from Leroy, and dude, I was like, oh, no.
You have problems.
That mannequin was chunky.
We'll get to it. We got to take a break.
I thought it was a dude. Turned around to the front. I'm like, wow.
Are you sure it wasn't a pregnant mannequin?
No.
Take a break.
It was in the workout section.
Pregnant people can work out.
I know, but not, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay. Take a break. Back with more of this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you're just tuning in, we got some breaking Heat news. The Miami Heat have just traded for Norman Powell in a 3-teamer with the Jazz and Clippers. The Heat are acquiring the very high-scoring shooting guard from L.A. Last year of his deal, makes $20 million this season. He'll be a free agent after next year, unless the Heat are going to extend him. John Collins, who was in some Heat rumors, he's going to the Clippers. Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a Clippers 2027 second round pick to the Jazz. So the Heat essentially got Norman Powell for two expiring deals and flip for the expiring deals, but they gave up nothing for him. I mean, respectfully to Kevin Love, didn't play last year because of everything he was going through. And Kyle Anderson, slow-mo, it was a great 30 games, dude. So the Miami Heat go and get a guy who's a career 40% three-point shooter, had a career high nearly 22 points a game last season. We were talking a lot. I think we were all expecting, hey, were the Heat going to get in line for the Bradley Beal sweepstakes that are probably going to start here? This would obviously...
You want Bradley Beal?
Well, I'm just saying that there was a lot, you know, there was a lot of fodder over the weekend, whether I want him or not. There was a lot of talk. I don't really think it made a lot of sense, but you're essentially getting a guy with the Clippers last year who did exactly what Bradley Beal is, same age as Bradley Beal, and is a better shooter than Bradley Beal.
Right.
But it's but man, we got action, Jack.
We got action.
And as Emmanuel points out, does open up a roster spot for Miami. So in case they do want to get Damian Lillard,
wink. So
they now have a roster move.
I mean, I hear you.
David said, did we learn nothing last year? Terry Rozier, a shooter, a looter, and a riot. Yeah, but they weren't bad last year. Like, Terry Rozier was an awful, awful Hornets team. The Clippers weren't bad last year.
Right.
Like, that's not a problem. They just did. I think what they're at is, look, they've already spent a lot of money on that team. They probably got it. I don't know what Zubac's contract, but Zubac just had an amazing season. They got to trim some fat on that team. Yeah. So I think with Norman Powell being on an expiring now, I don't know where this puts the Heat as far as, are they planning to extend Norman Powell? I don't know. I think that this is, but it definitely gives them that scoring punch that they were looking for. I mean, we talked about this Heat team with no Duncan Robinson, Leroy. No shooting. I mean, no shooting.
Hey, let me ask you guys this question.
Yep.
What do you think the Heat's over-under is?
I know what it is.
Okay.
But
do you want to
get Frog Boy on it?
Yeah, I'm going to say 40. Oh, no.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you read the show sheet?
Why? Is it on there?
Or did you just happen to hear it?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, he's talking to Leroy. Okay, okay.
No, I was looking at the email.
You looked at the email? Not oh, you got email. The email. Oh, so you got the over-unders from like Bet Online?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he actually read the show sheet. I was so proud of him. Because I actually put it on there.
Wait, you went on it?
I'm so stupid. I'm a stupid boy.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I'm a stupid boy.
Why would I think that?
So, wait. So,
wow, I see what it is.
Magic says 81, I'm guessing. Magic 81. I would take Bradley Beal or Lillard. Dude, what has plagued you the last 3 years? You cannot sign up for that again. You can't. I don't care what you think of the player. Like, if you've been scarred, and Pat Riley has been scarred by the injuries, and not knowing what to do with the talent because you never see the talent on the court. It would be buffoonery to then go out and sign an injured player.
I'm curious about this with Norman. Like, do you think with bringing him in, is he going to start? Because he was essentially a sixth man like the last 2 years, his first 2 years in LA. So he's used to that role. But we know Tyler and Davion being on the team, like, you're not starting all three of those guys, I wouldn't think.
Is he? But doesn't he play the same position as Tyler?
Pretty much.
So
yeah.
That means he's coming off the bench.
Pretty much.
That means he's coming off the bench, and then it could go small periodically.
Unless. Uh-uh. Move before the move.
Whoa. What now?
What if it's the move before the move?
The move before the move.
Because then they'll trade Tyler.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just
saying. I mean, it's something he's obviously used to. He just had the best year of his career starting for the Clippers. Probably you know, as somebody mentioned, TNT had him as like their number one all-star snub last year.
Unless they put him at three. Put him at the three.
That's a small one through three.
Without anybody who can really, well, play defense. Davion will get in your face a little bit.
Yeah, Davion can play defense, but he's you know, I'm just saying it's small. That's all. I guess you could do it. You'd have two dynamic shooters out there. So I'm just wondering, is it the move before the move, or is it?
Who would we acquire though? Like, cause I see everyone's like, get Hero out of there. Who's like better than, cause I'm done with Bradley Beal. I never want to hear his name again. I want him to retire, actually.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about that anymore, I would think. So doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to bring him in too.
That's what I thought. But Tyler Hero, who, like, I see everyone saying in the chat, for example, trade him, move on from him. Who else? Who else are we going to acquire?
Wait, why? I don't understand. Why does everybody want to move on from Tyler?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
I think it just has to do with the payday. That's what they're scared of.
There's a lot of people that think he's no good.
There's a lot of people who are just, you know, he hasn't had a lot of playoff success since he was a rookie.
But, well, and here's the deal. When your team was better and you qualified for the playoffs, then Tyler looks different. But in a lot of aspects of his game, he's better.
He has gotten a lot better.
So why, you see what I mean? Why are you fed up now? Because the team's not doing well? Well, that has a lot to do with a lot more than one guy.
That's fair. It's totally fair. It's not like the roster has been well constructed. He hasn't. And that's the thing that's an interesting part about Bam and Tyler is like, it's not that either one of them aren't good players nor deserving of making a lot of money.
They're just not good at what they were asked to do.
But also
not the best.
But also when you're paying max money, if they're not guys who are A1s. Now look, damn, they just got a lot more talented. They did just get a lot more talented. So like you just essentially flip two guys who are end of the bench guys for, you know, one of the Clippers' most important players last year. And they were a lot better than you. So, but you do mention like, hey, this guy has a lot of that style there. Now, are they just, hey, more shooting? You're going like Celtic style. You're going Pacer style of like, who cares? Let's just get a lot of guys who can shoot and score. And let's have some fun, baby. Because let's be real about it. Like the Heat have stunk at offense, but they also haven't had a lot of talented offensive players either.
Right. Jimmy can score, but you wouldn't consider him like a bona fide bucket getter.
Yeah, and especially in the regular season. Like his uptick in the playoffs is crazy. Like it's one of the he doesn't have I know he says playoff Jimmy's not a thing, but there's a reason why we're all flummoxed. He doesn't shoot threes until he gets to the playoffs.
Oh well, one, he's playoff Jimmy because he plays all the damn games.
Sometimes he did miss some others.
Oh jeez.
That Hawks series. Crazy.
I did forget Wiggins is still on the team though. We still doing something.
He is still on the team. There was some Wiggins fodder last week about the Lakers.
Yeah. Who just picked up Ayton, right? Not too long ago, a couple days ago, I think.
Now all of a sudden the Lakers want LeBron want to play with Wiggins?
Yeah, all of a sudden. Well, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe they think LeBron's you know, looking around being like, I'm gonna get out of here. I'll tell you one thing though. I watched that Dalton Connect yesterday in Summer League. Mm-hmm. Woof.
Oh, not good?
Now, to be fair,
yeah,
our sweet little Lithuanian Luka.
No, ooh, rough.
Been a tough start.
rough.
It's been a tough start. Bronny James took his cookies.
Wait. First of all, he been a pro for not even a week.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that he's bad. I'm just saying tough start.
Tough start.
I mean, like it's funny because your worst game can't be your first one. Otherwise, you got.
Well, it wasn't. His second one was his worst one. That's incredibly, as bad as his first one was, yesterday was worse.
Yeah, because his first one, he shot bad, but he contributed in other ways.
Yesterday, he contributed to the Lakers.
Okay.
A lot of turnovers?
Oh, dude. Woo! Still love him, though. Hustle. Intangibles.
Nice.
That's the thing I've seen most out of him. I'm like, this kid hustles. Hmm. I don't know.
I'm trying to go back to the stats, but I believe Jovic had a slow start as well in Summer League. And if not, then I don't know. Something gives me hope, though, that although he started slow, we had something like this similar. I can't remember if it was him or Jaime, though.
Hey, you don't think some of these guys come into a situation and they're a little too ramped up and they're excited?
He definitely looks like he's playing with squeaky cheeks. Like he's definitely like he had a play yesterday and it was like, oh, this is gonna be an awesome set. And he did a bounce pass that bounced so damn high, Leroy. Like it looked like he was playing with a super rubber ball. I was like, holy crap. But it would have been sweet if he finished it. I was like, wow.
Okay. Look,
you can see some thing, but he's definitely playing tight right now. But everybody knows this. Look. Everybody knows this. Anybody worth their salt. Summer League don't start till Vegas. Everybody knows that. All right.
Really?
This is the pre-preseason.
Wait, can I ask you another question?
That's true.
If that's the case, then why are you getting all crazy on him already?
Oh, I'm not getting crazy. I'm just explaining. I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay.
I found the stat that I was looking for, essentially. Jovic's first two Summer League games in 22, he had just 9 points. He was 1 for 7 from three and 4 for 14 overall. And then in the third one, he had like 25 points. So maybe that happens the same thing with our boy Ghosty. Maybe he does the same thing, third game.
Oh, Leroy, yeah. I mean, that was my original. And Leroy was like, he's 19.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just telling you, like those first couple of games by Jovic. Yeesh.
Yes.
It's not even the thing I'm most concerned about with Summer League. But I got to take a break. I'll tell you what it is. We'll continue talking about this Norman Powell trade. If you're just tuning in, the Miami Heat have traded for Norman Powell in a 3-team deal. Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson heading to the Jazz. The Clippers get John Collins from the Jazz, who also the Clippers sent a second round pick. But the Heat are getting Norman Powell. Great season last year for the Clippers in the last year of his deal, making $20 million. 32 years old shooting guard. Add some shooting to the Heat. Pat Riley is awake. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As we're talking right now about the Miami Heat. They made a move, dude.
Woo-woo.
Wow. Making a move. The Heat, they have acquired Norman Powell in a 3-team trade with the LA Clippers and Utah Jazz. John Collins goes to the Clippers, and the Jazz get Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson and a Clippers second round pick. So Miami Heat basically flipping those guys who were expiring, didn't play very much. Well, Kyle Anderson had his moments. Slow-mo. Are you going to miss slow-mo, Leroy? Leroy's not going to miss slow-mo.
I mean, you can't be an up-tempo, get the ball up and down the floor with a guy on your team nicknamed Slow-Mo.
Well, that's fair.
Now, keep in mind, he was a pleasant surprise because he did a lot of things that a lot of guys couldn't do that were on the Heat team. You know, Slow-mo? A little bit of everything. Yeah.
He did a little bit of everything. You know what? That is fair. He did a little bit of everything.
So from that standpoint, I'm not going to say he can't make an impact.
Well, he can make an impact with the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Or the Swinging Wives of Mormon Lives, whatever the hell. Wow. Bobby Marks of ESPN says this is a home run trade for Miami.
I think we could all agree on that. Because I would say a lot of people who are not that into basketball see that trade and that name, and they don't think anything of it. They think it's just a lateral move. But they definitely got better scoring.
They definitely got better. Like it's honestly like if you're talking about who's been better more recently, if you're talking about people who wanted to go get Bradley Beal, I get it. Bradley Beal has won a scoring title and been an all-star years ago. Norman Powell was way better than him last year. The Heat just basically got him on the cheapskies. What they're gonna do with his contract, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll find out. I don't think there's any rush to that. I know that obviously the Clippers were a little squeamish on paying him, which is, I guess, surprising because they have Steve Ballmer, who's a gazillionaire, but you get all these penalties of like, you got to pay, you know, a $6 million player. It's basically worth $18 million on your books.
Right.
You know, so, and it restricts, you know, you got to, in this day and age, you got to make some financial cuts somewhere, even for the Richie Rich.
You just go look up north to Boston. They're like, oh, we don't have a chance. Let's get rid of some of this.
Mm-hmm. And then the worst thing is, like, for right now, you know, the worst thing, I mean, like, he's going to be, if they don't extend him, he'll be an expiring deal next year. But certainly, if you're talking about, hey, we were talking about Tyler Hero. Like, let's just say for right now, Tyler Hero's sticking around. You give him another viable scoring threat next to him. Like, all right, good. Now we're talking. So now you can't go cheat on him and throw everything at him. And you got some guys who could actually put, you know, some damn shots in the basket. It's a good move by Pat, man. That's the Heat front office. Exciting.
I like it.
Now, all somebody wants me to do a whale noise. I'm not going to do a whale noise. Like, respectfully to Norman Powell, if he would have made the All-Star team last year, then maybe we're doing whale noises.
No. He's not a whale. You know, you'll go, if the difference.
But a salacious, would you describe him as a salacious mahi-mahi?
Bass fishing.
Bass? Like a peacock bass?
Peacock bass.
Patagonian toothfish?
No, those things are hideous. That's sea bass, by the way. I would say they got better. He's not a whale, but he's not a bum.
But it's a good move.
It's a good move, yeah.
The Heat,
they were able to add scoring without having to give up anything substantial.
You like numbers? Frogboy, you like numbers?
Yes.
This is from Synergy Basketball, which sounds smart.
Oh, so smart.
Norman Powell was the sixth most efficient scorer in the NBA among 68 players who used over 18 possessions a game this season. He shot 45% on movement three-pointers and 40% on spot-up threes.
I like that. I like that.
I think Duncan Robinson's like shaking his fist like, stupid. Detroit Rock City.
I mean, Detroit's going to be good this year.
I agree. But so, it's just,
I mean, look, to Duncan, I don't even think he said that. I think he's like, whew, going to a better team. Mm-hmm. I know when I had all my movement, I kept moving up. So the two teams I played for after Cleveland, one lost in the second round of the playoffs, and the other one made it to the AFC title game. I think Carolina made the AFC title game that year against Atlanta. Wait, no, not Atlanta. I'm thinking wrong. But they made did they make it to the Super Bowl?
Carolina has made it to a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah. Did they make it that year? That would be like 95 or 96.
I don't remember. I remember the Jags made it their second year.
I think it was both expansion teams made to the championship game.
Panther. Oh, we're talking about what were they? AFC? NFC? I don't know.
They were NFC.
Okay. Because they made the Super Bowl twice, but that was already in the 2000s.
GP says, six most efficient ain't going to happen with Spo. He'll forget he even has Norman Powell. No, he won't. You want to know why? He's 32. He's right in that Spo sweet spot. Right in that Spo sweet spot.
Yeah, I want to say both the teams that I went to after the Browns made the playoffs, and I think Carolina made it to the championship game.
In 97. Mm-hmm.
Was that it? 97? Nope, that was the year after I got there.
That was, yeah, January 12th, 97. They lost to Green Bay 30-13.
And then Green Bay played Atlanta that year, right?
Yes.
No, I mean, Green Bay played
Denver.
Green Bay played Denver.
I'm just happy because the fan base has been frustrated. They haven't made a significant move in the summer since Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, but you have to explain this pick because a lot of people aren't familiar with Norman Powell.
Well, if you're not familiar with him, he's a really good player. If you guys haven't been sitting up on the West Coast watching the Clippers, he was a borderline all-star last year. He's a tremendous shooter. He adds very much needed scoring punch. He averaged almost 22 points a game last year. Clippers were good last year. This isn't like he did it on the Jazz. It's not like he did it on the Hornets. And you're in a situation where you're not taking on a lot of money. He makes $20 million this year. I don't know what's going to end up happening with his contract or what the Heat are going to do with contracts. I do think that as far as like, hey, we were talking about, are they going to bring in a Bradley Beal? Or maybe they think Bradley Beal's going somewhere else. And like, you know what? We still do need to add somebody. This guy for Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson.
Right.
Pat Riley knocked this one out of the park, dude. He did. I mean, like, and I think the Heat fan has just been so frustrated with them just sitting here. And look, to be fair, he ribbited at us like a frog. This is not running it back. You've actually made a significant move.
Well, my thing is that they've always been smart with how they give away assets. So they don't ever just to have a guy they're going to do anything. So from that standpoint, I'm okay with it. And then because they didn't make a move right away, everybody was up in arms. They made a really good deal. They did. So we'll see.
Crazy.
The most important thing right now, though, is getting all of getting everybody healthy, figuring out what you want to do with Wiggins. And then go from there.
Agreed. I think that's the next course of business. What are they going to do with Andrew Wiggins? I don't know. And it's interesting because I don't know if this points towards more of I didn't say that right. That was not words correctly. I don't know if this points toward Andrew Wiggins being traded, being more likely, or it's more likely now that they're going to keep him.
Right.
You know, if they're in a situation, because it's, you know, that's, that right now is the only long money left, I think, on the books that you're a little squeamish about if they really do want to clear their books for next year. And I don't know how that's going to impact, you know, the Tyler extension and where things go. But I think that they would feel it more palatable if Andrew Wiggins wasn't on the books for $30 million next year. But also, you know, maybe they feel like with adding Norman Powell, it doesn't put as much on Andrew Wiggins to be that guy maybe they were expecting him to be, and so maybe he fits in more comfortably here.
Yep.
So it's interesting, but I agree with Bobby Marks. I think this feels like a home run for them. Great job.
I would try to keep Wiggins. I just think that
you love,
I know
Wiggins.
What everybody says that he's a little wishy-washy with when he plays well or not, and we've seen it, but he does play well both ways. He does play defense and offense. And you need somebody like that to counter Tyler.
Yes.
And so
now you have a nice little hub with him, Powell, Davion, some nice guys to put around him and partners right around him.
Right. Which will free him up if those defenders can score. Right. So now you got defenders that can score. You got Tyler. They can keep trying to put him on pick and rolls, but now he's got other guys that can help.
We'll take a break here on the show, get an hour or two of the program as the Miami Heat have traded for Norman Powell. We'll continue talking about it. You guys can roll on in here. We'll continue to get feedback on the deal and lots more to get to here on a Monday after a holiday weekend. We're back after this.